is Jesus in my soul. Oh, I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me whole. Oh, it's Jesus. Oh, it is me. Wonderful Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. It is Jesus in my soul. Oh, I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me. Oh, it is Jesus. All about Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. Oh, I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood has made me. Oh, it's Jesus. Wonderful Jesus, it is Jesus in my soul. Oh, I have touched the hem of his garment, and his blood is made me.
Oh yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you for the blood. Oh yes, Lord, we thank you once again, the beginning of another week, Lord. Oh, and here we are, no other place but in your house, in your presence, Lord. Father, we say thank you. We thank you for the week that has just passed. Lord, your mercies, your grace, your protection, above all, your loving kindness over your children, O God, that are taking us through all our activities, O God, our going outs and coming ins. And Lord, how thankful we are that the beginning of another week, Lord, you've caused us to rise together with the rising of the sun. And we find ourselves in your presence, Lord, to begin the week right from your presence, Lord. Father, we say thank you. Now, Lord, we want to commit our Sunday school, Lord, into your hands, and even our children upstairs, that as we ask the author of the word, the teacher, the Holy Spirit to sweep over a word and make it something to prepare us for the word that will be coming. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. God richly bless you. God bless you, precious brother. I think Pastor will introduce you. Amen. Yes, God richly bless you. So, anyway, you are welcome within the bride. God richly bless you. Amen. So, we are still on our studies, the mystery of iniquity. So let's turn to the quickly reading to the reading of the word, 2 Thessalonians. And we read that's chapter 2. Let's quickly read from verse 3 to 7. 2 Thessalonians. Let's hear the word of God. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. My. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Verse 6. And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might not be revealed in his time. Praise the Lord. It's a great mystery there. Now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Amen. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reading of your word. As we sit at your feet, Lord, prepare us, Lord, as a word. You are the author of it, O God. Prepare us for the word that will be coming this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. May we be seated. God richly bless you. Yes, we have been on this study for the past 2 weeks. As we said in the beginning, it's a very big subject. So from one place, you can move on to another. Amen. So the prophet said something. What is iniquity? The prophet said, iniquity is something that you know you ought not do. Something you know you ought not do. And you do it anyhow. And Paul said, there is such in the earth today, workers of iniquity. They are on earth today. That's what the prophet was referring, Apostle Paul. When you have time, just read Romans 1 from 18 to 27. Can put that scripture down. See? Where he said, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who had hold the truth in unrighteousness. You see? And in verse 19, he said that because that which may be known of God. Listen closely. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God hath showed it unto them. Amen. God hath showed it unto them. 20. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made. Even the eternal power and Godhead, you see, so that they are without what? Excuse. Amen. We remember even knowing that in the scripture, Isaiah 45, said these things are there. They see it. But yet, Isaiah 45, 21, to 23. He said, tell ye and bring them near. Yea, let them take counsel together. Who had declared this from ancient time? This had been declared from the ancient time. Who had told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? There is no God else beside me, a just God, a Savior. There is none beside me. It's written in what? Black and white. It's there. And yet, they make him three. You see? When you read the verse 22, said what? Look unto me. Now the Lord said, look unto me and be ye saved. You look unto me, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. Why do you make me three? It's a mystery. Mystery of iniquity, see. Knowing, see, said, the prophet said, you know, something that you know you ought not to do, and you do it anyhow. See. So let's look at our scripture quickly. We want to just revise it once again. So now, he said, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 3. He said, for that day shall not come. What day is that? What day is that? It is no other day than the catching away of the bride. Amen. That day is talking about. It's about what? The catching away of the bride. See. Then he said, except there come a falling away first. That day shall not come except there come a falling away. And what is a falling away? And that also, the Zechariah of our day, the prophet William Branham, have made us to know what the falling away means. He said, a lukewarm condition of the church. The lukewarm condition of the church. See, it's a mystery, brother. Because as we read from Romans, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. For God had what? Showed it unto them. See, there must be what? That kind of what? The Holy Ghost power working in his church. But now they have taken away, put away that power, see, thereof, you see. They have all that godliness, but denying the power thereof. The power thereof, the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the Holy Ghost. They put it somewhere. So surely the church will what? Turn lukewarm. So the falling away he's talking about here is what? The lukewarm condition of the church. Do we see it in this our day? Of course. Amen. In the message book, Angel of the Lord, the prophet said, and as atheism is on the march and so forth, and the church are falling away and getting formal, let me say this to you, my dear brother and sister. If you receive me as your brother, we need a revival. We read that last week. We need a revival. And that revival is not a new something, a new message. But we need to go back to what? The apostolic teachings. That's the only thing. That's where we can what? Be revived again if we are drifting like the first church Ephesus. Praise the Lord. You need to go back. That's the only place where you can pick up another revival. It's not a new thing. So the prophet said, if anything at all, we need what? A revival. To bring us back online. Amen. The prophet went on, the hour has come for falling away of the church. The hour has come that religion would spread the world without salvation. Which is very true. Amen. Religion will spread. And we see it. Every corner. You are not condemning anyone. But today, Sunday, lot of what? People are what? Worshipping. But you worship, you know not what you worship. See. The prophet went on, for the form of godliness denying the power thereof, you see it. They have that form of godliness, but they are denying the power thereof, the power of the Holy Ghost. See, making God three. The prophet said, the hour has come. And that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. So who is this son of, this man of sin? Last week, we ask ourselves to look at Revelation 13. I believe many of you have already read that, Revelation 13. There you see, it's written there, a man, you see, who opposeth and exalts himself above all that is called God. See, a man that seeks to be what? Worshipped. Because he said, he, as God, sitteth in the temples of God, showing himself that he is what? He is God. That's serious, brother. Amen. And then in verse 8 of Revelation 13, that's why I said, when you read it, you really got to what? Be afraid. Amen. See. He said, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. This man of sin. They will worship him. Serious, my brother. See? Those whose name are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world, they'll be worshiping him. My, I forgot my slide today. Iniquity. You know that something, as the prophet said, you know that something is, you know, you ought not do, and you do it. Sister, give me the first slide. Let's see something. You see that it's not only in the church, in the social life. Look at this. It's written the smoking kills. Eh? And still they go and buy it and put it and just chimney themselves. Their noses now become chimney. Amen. It's a smoking kills and they buy it. Marlboro. With money. The money they've sweat to get, and then they use to buy something that will kill them. Give me the next one. You see? Gentlemen, all what he's dreaming about is Friday. Oh, praise the Lord. Friday. Huh? Just to go and get some marks of my brother is terrible, eh? Iniquity. Something that will kill you. Friday, all he's praying. Look, Friday, red mark over there. See? Oh, what is still a job? It's Friday will come. My brother, my sister, it's a mystery. All your toys, you just throw them somewhere to buy something that can kill you, can destroy you. My brother, that day, we are not condemning anyone. But the people that will be worshiping there, if that day you are not among those who will go, oh Lord, have mercy upon me, please. Give me the next slide. You'll be seeing people like this, maybe had to be worshiping together with, they'll be worshiping. You see, we are not condemning anyone. But you see, these things, look at, someone makes his body like this. We are not condemning. We had to have pity, you see. The next one? What's wrong? What's wrong, my brother? So oh, what? Mystery. Mystery of iniquity. Lord have mercy. And so, in Revelation 13, after he has said that, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose name are not in the book of life of the Lamb of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the earth. Verse 9, he says what? If any man have an ear, let him hear. See? If any man had an ear, let him hear. Now, we come to this verse 6 of our reading this morning, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 6. What is it? And now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. Something withholding. Now, it's what? Is that the iniquity is at work now. Praise the Lord. The iniquity is at work now. And truly, there is someone who had made himself as God. Praise the Lord. But what is withholding him that he will not take over? That the world this time will start what? Worshiping him. What is withholding him? I believe you still remember Revelation 6, the opening of the seals, the horse riders, 1, 2, 3, 4. Amen. We all know that a spirit or a horse rider, you see, is an antichrist spirit, an impersonator of Christ, took a white horse, and he went out doing what? Conquering and to conquer through what? Deception and teaching what? False teachings. Amen. Then that same horse rider came down, took what? The red horse. And the Bible says a great sword was given unto him to kill anyone who wouldn't agree with him. Amen. He came down, took what? The black horse. And he went with what? A balance. You know a balance that we used to scare. Yeah. And the prophet was saying that. Let me read something here. Whilst he took the black horse going, verse 6 of Revelation 6, then John said, I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts saying, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny. Then the voice warned, and see, thou hast not the oil and the wine. See. Go and do your what? Whatever you are selling in your church. See? Special prayers, you have to pay for special prayers. When your family member was a wicked someone and he dies, you can pay so that the minister will pray and take his soul or her soul out of what? From hell. See? And it, see, all their daughters is everywhere. Money. In the church. But he said, you go and do all what you want to do. But one thing is that I warn you. Don't touch or hurt the oil and the wine. Amen. And my brother, you know who he's referring to. Where the truth is, where the power of the Holy Ghost is, leave them alone. Amen. See, your time has not yet come. See, we are looking at what is withholding him now. It was an order. Don't touch them. Let's listen to the prophet. It was not one of the four beasts that said, don't touch the oil and the wine. Did you notice that? He said, the lamp said it. Amen. The lamp gave that command. And the prophet said, amen. Why? He's going to take his own that belongs to him. He has redeemed it. See? Amen. Oh my. Listen to it. Don't you hate it, boy. Or you are going to pay for it someday. You know? Now, you can go on through and measure out all that kind of life that you are putting out. That's up to you. You are going to pay for it down there, you see. But when you come across that wine or oil, you leave them alone. Oh my. See. If you catch some of my little flock that filled with the oil and wine, see, don't you force them to say Hail Mary. Do anything you like that, or the same of, don't do anything like that, or some of your creeds. No, sir. You keep your hands off them. They know where they are going, for they are anointed with my oil. And by being anointed by my oil, they have the wine of joy, because they know my word of promise. Amen. Don't hate that. Amen. Don't go trying messing them up. Hallelujah. Just keep away from them. Leave it alone. Amen. Rome, don't touch it. It's mine. That belongs to me. The prophet said. Oh, how true this revelation is today. The little flock, the oil and the wine can speak out freely without fear, exposing that son of perdition, that man whose number is 666. Amen. Is that because the lamp had warned him, see thou had not the oil and the wine. And then he said, before, who dared point an accusing finger at Rome? Before, when he was on the red horse with that sword, who dared you? If you don't agree with him, you are killed. Amen. But now on the black horse, he has been warned. Don't touch my anointed. Amen. That's why we are what? We are here, yeah, we can what? Preach the way how we want the Holy Spirit leads us. Praise the Lord. He cannot do it because the warning is here. Though iniquity is already what? Here. There is someone seated making himself as God, but he cannot move now. But my brother, as he said, he cannot do anything until that day. Amen. Until that day when the bride will be caught away. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then he will take, he will mount on what? The pale horse. My brother, that time the bride is what? We are gone. And that's the time the whole earth will be doing what? Worshiping him. And when you yourself have known that day, you've missed that day. Hey, my brother. Because what it is that when you take his mark, it has finished. But you go through really something. I don't know. But you can imagine it. It wouldn't be really easy. Unless even you are strong, you might have to probably give in. Because without a mark, you cannot even buy. It's going to be what? Oh, but praise be to the Lord. We will not be here. How many believe that? Amen. Amen. We will not be here. So that's the reason why something is what? Withholding him. It is a warning that God has given to him. Praise the Lord. That's withholding him. In what we read in 2 Thessalonians. So, have just 2 minutes. For the mystery of iniquity doeth already work. You see, it's working now. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Amen. And that also, the prophet has explained that to us. He said, what a statement. My, after the bride is taken away, then this man of sin will reveal himself. Now, other day, I made a statement that the bride will go home and you never know anything about it. That's true. Amen. And so, what is withholding him now? It is the warning, the order that has been given to him. That's why he cannot do anything now. But when the bride is taken away and he has mounted his pale horse, my brother, my sister, if you are here, be strong. Then you have to be very, very strong. Amen. So that is, we have gone through the 2 Thessalonians, our scripture, from 3 to 7. What all these important mysteries, what actually it means. So brethren, as it is still day, let us make sure that we have fulfilled all righteousness, that we are part of what? We have become part of his bride that will be caught up to meet him in the air. So next week, I don't know, maybe there will be another door, because it's a very big scripture. But maybe another minister would also come and give us something. Amen. If not, we will see how to still go on. Praise the Lord. Let's bow down our heads. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you that even your bride here, your word is protecting them. We thank you. We give all glory to you. You have given us that free hand, Lord, oh, to worship you and to do all that we can to lift up your name, Lord. And so, Father, we say thank you, Lord. Our desire and our prayer is that, Lord, we will be part of that day. That day that, Lord, you will come and take your bride away. Father, now we want to start the meeting this morning. We want to worship you. We want to praise your name. We want to lift up your name, God. So we want to commit, Lord, the song leader and the musicians, Lord, into your hands. And Father, grant us, Lord, the voices, our hands, to lift up your name this morning, O God. The Lord, the right atmosphere will be created, O God. Oh, for your servant who is waiting on you to come and bring us the word for the day, O Lord, that will take us through the week and the days beyond, O God. Once again, we want to say thank you for this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God richly bless you.